This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado Rockies General Manager Bill Schmidt has resigned. The organization announced today that it will begin an immediate search to fill the position. Schmidt became the Rockies' fourth GM in 2021. He oversaw a rough three seasons where the team lost 100 games each year. The Rockies avoided the wrong side of MLB history in 2025 when they lost 119 games. That's just too shy of the record set by the 2024 Chicago White Sox. Colorado's federal lawmakers split along party lines when it came to a short-term government funding measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted against a short-term government funding measure over health care. Hickenlooper blamed the shutdown on Republicans, saying Democrats are ready to work with Republicans to lower health care costs for Americans. Colorado Republicans, however, countered Democrats were holding the government hostage over a costly policy proposal. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd said House Republicans passed a responsible plan to keep the government open that did not have any partisan riders and keeps funding at current levels. The Senate is expected to vote again on the House bill and keep doing so until it passes. Meanwhile, the House will remain on recess until next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A program that paired wild horses with inmates at a Colorado prison is ending. The move has volunteer groups looking for other ways to help place captured horses. George Braunice is president of the group Friends of Mustangs.
We might be pivoting and looking at working with veterans because, I mean, horses can benefit anybody that interacts with them.
The Wild Horse Inmate Program in Canyon City operated for more than 30 years. The Bureau of Land Management announced the end of the arrangement last week. Highs in the 70s along the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.